A Robot Girl Ruined My Sleepover. Written by Rebecca Patterson and read by Eloise Mignon. Mr. Caldwell put on his choice of music so we could all float about to it. Mercedes said, "No way am I floating about to this granddad tune." And she sat down on a bench with her arms folded. Of course, once Mr. Caldwell had pressed the zero gravity button, she just floated up into the big white space like the rest of us. But she did keep her arms folded for a bit while floating. Louis was holding Jasper's tiny hand as they floated together. "I'll show you something funny," he said. "Watch." He made a big blob of his own spit and he spat it out so it was floating about all over the place. "You try, Jaspy. Make a spitball."
"We don't have any spit," said Jasper. "We do not require it."
Louis spat out another ball.
"Don't worry, I'll do another. For you."
Everyone had to float about, trying to keep out of the way of the floating spitballs. At first, Mr. Caldwell didn't notice. He was busy floating about near the music controls, trying to find a nice little piece of Mozart. But then the girls started shouting, "Gross!" And Felicity was squealing, saying, "Ew!" And everyone got more and more noisy, dodging the floating spitballs. James said, "Dodge my spitball should be part of the Olympics." Then Ridwan yelled, "Yeah, let's make it harder. All make a spitball so there's more to dodge." And Mercedes yelled, "If one of those goes anywhere near my hair, I'm going to throw up and you'll have to dodge my puke." Which is when Mr. Caldwell finally realised what was going on and turned off the low gravity so quickly, Felix Tranquility X said he was seeing double because of the rapid descent. All the blobs of floating spit splattered onto the floor, one landing on Mr. Caldwell's head. Mr. Caldwell let the cyborg children sit on the benches to try and realign their cyborg vision, but the rest of us had to stand there and get a massive telling off. Mr. Caldwell wiped his head. "I cannot believe that this is a Year 6 class. I cannot believe the example you are setting to our cyborg visitors. Who started this nonsense?"
"Louis," said Jasper Micro Range Express. "I can confirm Louis started the spitballing."
Louis looked sideways at Jasper, a bit hurt, but Jasper looked back at him and added,
"Because Louis is an innovator and a great thinker."
Louis nodded. "Probably true,"